You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about travelling abroad for work. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker thinks is most helpful when travelling frequently. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I'm a frequent traveller and hardly a week goes by when I don't find myself in an airport lounge. I used to think jetting off abroad was glamorous, but that wore off when I realised how much time I'd be spending alone in hotel rooms. It took me ages to work out that I could save packing time by keeping a separate bag of toothpaste and other necessities I could pick up at a moment's notice. Those free items hotels provide are the perfect size. Don't forget to collect the free newspaper on board the plane. You can catch up on business news while you travel, and it passes the time.
Speaker 2.
If you're anything like me, you'd forget your head if it wasn't fastened on. That doesn't combine well with travel. Losing your passport is a no-no. I guess I could make copies just in case. I've got the usual stuff down to a fine art now, checking in online so you don't have to queue. I've never found it all that useful trying to communicate in the local language like people say you should. I can never understand the reply. Researching how things are done in the workplace in the country you're visiting is vital and helps avoid making mistakes when you're in an unfamiliar office. There's plenty about this online.
Speaker 3.
I'm always off somewhere around the world for work, and I'm lucky enough to have been to some exotic places. I must have coins from at least half the countries in the world. OK, I'm exaggerating, but I do travel a lot and I love every minute of it, even though it's for business rather than pleasure. I love trying out my language skills on local people, but I wouldn't say this is essential to survival. One tip I picked up along the way was to repeatedly book a seat with a company you trust. You'll get to know flight staff when they see you frequently and they'll look after you.
Speaker 4.
I have a reputation for being a worrier when it comes to travelling. I'm confident in my business role. I just feel disorientated when I land in a new place. There's no way I'd ever drive in an unfamiliar city. So I've found that knowing some polite expressions and the address of your hotel in the local language is worth doing for when you take a cab, for example. I usually check up on how much things cost before I go away. I write down the currency exchange, which helps me work local prices out, and I use a money belt. They're light to wear and keep your documents safe too.
Speaker 5.
I tend to travel to the same countries, and I've always got leftover currency hanging around in my jacket pockets. It comes in useful if you need a taxi from the airport or something. A note on that, by the way, ask around for the best price. Some taxi companies don't use meters and charge a fortune. Anyway, I prepare myself well for flying. I just take a small bag which fits easily into the lockers on board. I don't take many clothes. I have my shirts and things laundered on a daily basis instead. It's the easiest way to travel. You don't have to drag your stuff along behind you.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I'm a frequent traveller and hardly a week goes by when I don't find myself in an airport lounge. I used to think jetting off abroad was glamorous, but that wore off when I realised how much time I'd be spending alone in hotel rooms. It took me ages to work out that I could save packing time by keeping a separate bag of toothpaste and other necessities I could pick up at a moment's notice. Those free items hotels provide are the perfect size. Don't forget to collect the free newspaper on board the plane. You can catch up on business news while you travel, and it passes the time.
Speaker 2.
If you're anything like me, you'd forget your head if it wasn't fastened on. That doesn't combine well with travel. Losing your passport is a no-no. I guess I could make copies just in case. I've got the usual stuff down to a fine art now, checking in online so you don't have to queue. I've never found it all that useful trying to communicate in the local language like people say you should. I can never understand the reply. Researching how things are done in the workplace in the country you're visiting is vital and helps avoid making mistakes when you're in an unfamiliar office. There's plenty about this online. Speaker 3.
I'm always off somewhere around the world for work, and I'm lucky enough to have been to some exotic places. I must have coins from at least half the countries in the world. OK, I'm exaggerating, but I do travel a lot, and I love every minute of it, even though it's for business rather than pleasure. I love trying out my language skills on local people, but I wouldn't say this is essential to survival. One tip I picked up along the way was to repeatedly book a seat with a company you trust. You'll get to know flight staff when they see you frequently, and they'll look after you.
Speaker 4.
I have a reputation for being a worrier when it comes to travelling. I'm confident in my business role. I just feel disorientated when I land in a new place. There's no way I'd ever drive in an unfamiliar city. So I've found that knowing some polite expressions and the address of your hotel in the local language is worth doing for when you take a cab, for example. I usually check up on how much things cost before I go away. I write down the currency exchange, which helps me work local prices out, and I use a money belt. They're light to wear and keep your documents safe too.
Speaker 5.
I tend to travel to the same countries, and I've always got leftover currency hanging around in my jacket pockets. It comes in useful if you need a taxi from the airport or something. A note on that, by the way, ask around for the best price. Some taxi companies don't use meters and charge a fortune. Anyway, I prepare myself well for flying. I just take a small bag which fits easily into the lockers on board. I don't take many clothes. I have my shirts and things laundered on a daily basis instead. It's the easiest way to travel. You don't have to drag your stuff along behind you.
That is the end of part 3.